Welcome to Healing From Within, Transformation for Recovery and Self-Esteem with Dr. Harry Henshaw, a podcast dedicated to helping you overcome addiction, improve your self-esteem, and create a life you truly love. Each week, discover practical tools, empowering insights, and transformational practices that help you heal from the inside out. Your journey to authentic self-love starts now. Transformation, a philosophy for healing and freedom in today's world. Introduction. We live in a time of immense possibility, yet also one of profound struggle. Modern society is filled with technological advances, instant access to information, and opportunities for connection on a global scale. Yet alongside these gifts, many find themselves trapped in cycles of stress, anxiety, loneliness, and addiction. Nowhere is this more evident than in the struggles of individuals suffering from drug and alcohol addiction. While conventional treatments have provided some relief, relapse rates remain high, and many continue to live with feelings of inadequacy, guilt, and despair. The philosophy of transformation offers an alternative, a radical, life-affirming approach that places the individual's self-image, personal responsibility, and capacity for change at the center of recovery. Transformation is not simply a therapeutic technique, but a way of life. It calls on each person to reclaim their power, reshape their inner dialogue, and live authentically in alignment with love and their higher potential. In this article, we will explore the philosophy of transformation, its practical applications in today's society, and especially its power for healing addictive behavior. We will examine how transformation challenges conventional models of addiction treatment, why it resonates so deeply in our modern world, and the practical steps individuals can take to embrace this path of healing and self-renewal. Part 1, the core philosophy of transformation. 1. Transformation defined. Transformation means a fundamental change, not merely in behavior, but in the way a person perceives themselves and their place in the world. It is about reshaping one's self-image, the deeply held beliefs and internal dialogue that govern actions, feelings, and choices. Transformation is not about temporary fixes or surface-level strategies. It is about cultivating a new identity rooted in self-love, responsibility, and alignment with spirit, source, higher power, God. 2. The self-image at the center. At the heart of transformation lies the recognition that our self-image creates reality. Every thought, feeling, and behavior is filtered through how we see ourselves. If a person carries beliefs such as I am unworthy, I am broken, or I am powerless, their life will reflect those convictions. Addiction often grows out of these distorted perceptions of the self. By reshaping the self-image, transformation empowers individuals to see themselves as capable, valuable, and deserving of love, conditions that naturally diminish the need for destructive coping mechanisms, like addictive behaviors. 3. Personal responsibility. Transformation emphasizes responsibility, not blame. To take responsibility is to recognize that one's thoughts, choices, and actions shape their experience. This recognition frees individuals from the prison of victimhood. Responsibility is empowering because it opens the door to choice, and choice is the foundation of freedom. For those struggling with addiction, this principle is revolutionary. It shifts the focus from external causes to internal power. 4. The power of thought. Another cornerstone of transformation is the creative power of thought. Thoughts are not passive reflections of reality. They are active forces shaping reality. Negative thoughts reinforce destructive behaviors, while intentional, life-affirming thoughts build a new future. Positive affirmations, visualization, and conscious self-talk are practical tools for rewiring the subconscious mind, replacing patterns of fear and self-hatred with patterns of love and strength. 5. Self-love as the first goal. While responsibility and choice empower, the first goal of transformation is love, specifically authentic self-love. Addiction, depression, and self-destructive behaviors all share a common root: the absence of love for oneself. By learning to love oneself unconditionally, an individual heals the wounds that drive addiction and opens the door to authentic connection with others and with Source. 6th, union with the divine is the second goal. While self-love is the foundation, the second goal of transformation is union with the divine. When individuals learn to truly love themselves, they begin to recognize their inherent connection with Spirit, Source, Higher Power, God. Authentic self-love is not separate from spirituality. It is the gateway to experiencing the divine presence within. As a person heals their self-image and embraces their own value and worth, the barriers that once separated them from Spirit dissolve, and they come to know themselves as perfect, whole, and complete, sacred, and one with the divine. Part 2. Why transformation is essential in today's society. 1. A society in crisis. Despite unprecedented material abundance, society faces an epidemic of despair. Rates of depression, anxiety, and addiction are soaring. People are inundated with messages of inadequacy from advertising and social media, taught to measure their worth by external standards, and encouraged to seek quick fixes for deep wounds. In this environment, addiction flourishes, not only to substances, but also to work, technology, shopping, and other behaviors. Transformation directly addresses the root of these issues: the fractured self-image. 2. The failure of surface solutions. Traditional addiction treatments often focus on managing symptoms rather than healing causes. While support groups and medical interventions can help, many individuals relapse because the underlying negative self-image remains untouched and not transformed. Transformation provides a missing link. It works at the level of identity and belief, offering a deep, sustainable shift. 3. The hunger for meaning. Modern individuals are not only seeking relief from pain, they are searching for meaning. Transformation responds to this hunger by reconnecting people with their inner worth and with the spiritual dimension of life. In a world that often feels fragmented and shallow, transformation restores a sense of purpose, belonging, and connection to something greater, to Spirit, Source, Higher Power, God. Part 3. Transformation and Addiction Recovery. 1. Addiction as a symptom, not a disease. The philosophy of transformation views addictive behavior not as a disease, but as a symptom of a deeper problem, a wounded self-image. Substances become ways to escape painful feelings generated by negative thoughts and beliefs about oneself. Healing requires addressing the root, not just the symptom. 2. Breaking the cycle of powerlessness. Conventional models often emphasize powerlessness, encouraging individuals to admit they are helpless over addiction. While humility can be valuable, overemphasis on powerlessness can reinforce feelings of inadequacy. Transformation instead teaches empowerment. The individual has the power to choose new thoughts, create new habits, and live a new life. 3. Reprogramming the subconscious. Much of addictive behavior is driven by subconscious beliefs formed early in life. Transformation uses tools such as affirmations, visualization, journaling, and mirror work to reprogram these beliefs. For example, a person who has long believed, "I am not good enough," can, through daily practice, instill the new belief, "I am worthy of love and capable of healing." Over time, the subconscious accepts the new identity, and behavior naturally shifts. 4. The role of forgiveness. Forgiveness of self and others is central in transformation. Addiction often thrives on guilt, shame, and resentment. By practicing forgiveness, individuals release the emotional burdens that fuel addictive behavior and open themselves to healing. 5. Building a new life. Transformation is not only about stopping destructive behavior, but also about creating a new life. This includes cultivating healthy relationships, meaningful work, and practices that support physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. The focus shifts from not using to living fully. Part 4, practical applications of transformation. 1. Daily health plan. Transformation encourages individuals to create a daily health plan, a structured set of practices that reinforce the creation of new patterns of thought and behavior. This may include morning affirmations, meditation or prayer, journaling to reflect on progress and challenges, physical exercise for energy and resilience, evening gratitude practice. Consistency is key. Daily repetition reprograms the subconscious and builds momentum for change. 2. Positive affirmations and mirror work. Positive affirmations are short, powerful statements that reframe self-image. Examples include, "I am worthy of love." "I choose thoughts that heal and empower me." "My life is filled with meaning and purpose." Mirror work, speaking affirmations while looking into one's own eyes, intensifies their effect, breaking through resistance and fostering self-acceptance. 3. Journaling and reflection. Journaling is a tool for self-awareness and reprogramming. Writing down thoughts, feelings, and affirmations helps to uncover hidden beliefs and consciously replace them. Over time, journaling builds a record of progress and serves as a mirror of transformation. 4. Community support. While transformation emphasizes personal responsibility, it also recognizes the importance of supportive relationships. Sharing experiences in groups, therapy, or friendships provides encouragement and accountability. Unlike some models that emphasize conformity, transformation encourages individuals to bring their authentic selves into relationships. 5. Living in the present moment. Transformation highlights the importance of the present moment. Addiction often lives in regret about the past or fear of the future. By learning to anchor awareness in the present, individuals free themselves from the mental traps that fuel destructive behaviors. Part 5. Benefits of transformation for individuals and society. 1. For individuals with addiction. Empowerment. Individuals realize they are not powerless, but capable of change. Healing at the root. Transformation addresses the negative self-image driving addiction. Sustainable recovery. By creating a new identity, relapse becomes less likely. Self-love. Healing is grounded not in willpower alone, but in love for oneself. Spiritual connection. Individuals reconnect with Source, experiencing meaning and purpose. 2. For society at large. Healthier communities. As individuals heal, families and communities are strengthened. Reduced burden on systems. Successful transformation reduces the strain on healthcare, criminal justice, and social services. A shift in culture. Widespread adoption of transformation could reshape cultural norms toward responsibility, compassion, and authenticity. A model for modern challenges. Beyond addictive behavior, transformation provides tools for addressing anxiety, depression, loneliness, and other crises of modern life. Part 6, the steps of transformation. 1. Awareness, recognizing the patterns of thought and self-image that create suffering. 2. Responsibility, accepting that change begins within, that I am responsible for all my experiences, and that one's choices matter. 3. Commitment, choosing to embrace the path of transformation fully. 4. Practice, engaging daily in affirmations, meditation, journaling, and other tools. 5. Integration, applying principles of love and responsibility to relationships, work, and life. 6. Authenticity, living as one's true self, free from fear and pretense. 7. Connection, reconnecting with spirit, source, higher power, God, and with others in a spirit of compassion and love. Conclusion. The philosophy of transformation is both timeless and urgently relevant. It speaks to the deepest human need, to know oneself as worthy, capable, and loved. For those struggling with addiction, it offers not only freedom from substances, but freedom into a new life of authenticity, love, and purpose. In a society marked by fragmentation, despair, and quick fixes, transformation calls us back to the fundamentals of human flourishing, the power of thought, the responsibility of choice, and the healing force of love. It is not simply a treatment model, but a way of being that can uplift individuals, families, and communities. Transformation reminds us that healing is not about becoming someone else, but about rediscovering the truth of who we are. And that truth is simple yet profound. We are enough. We are capable of change, and we are worthy of love. Thank you for joining us on Healing From Within. If you found value in today's episode, please follow, rate, and share this podcast. It helps others begin their own journey of transformation. For free resources and more about Dr. Henshaw's work, please visit his website at enhancedhealing.com. Remember, the power to change your life is already within you.